This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. This is the voice of mezzo-soprano Mary Gail Green. She's singing Gershwin here, but this weekend she'll be singing Elgar's Sea Pictures with the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra. This concert is called Land and Sea, a kind of surf and turf offering, according to conductor Stephen Arante.
When I was looking for ideas for concerts, a couple things on my short list included the Elgar Sea Pictures, which are settings of five poems. And I've always wanted to program the Aaron Copland Tender Land Suite. So I noticed that sort of surf and turf relationship right there. Water-oriented music and then one that relates more to the land. We're opening the concert with Mendelssohn's Fair Melusina Overture, which is about a mermaid. It's a contrast between a little bit more stormy music and then more placid music. The Fair Melusina Overture is not performed that often, but it's just one of those beauties, hidden gems in Mendelssohn.
In this concert, you have a guest singer, Mary Gail Green.
The Sea Pictures by Elgar are written for low female voice, and that's actually kind of a rare item. I listen to a lot of different singers' YouTube performances and that sort of thing, and I hit upon this person who is on the faculty up at Appalachian State. She has a beautiful voice.
Specifically, her voice has been called dark mahogany, deep plush mezzo-soprano sound. And also, I love this, the voice of molten chocolate.
There you go. That's what we're hoping for.
Sounds yummy.
Yes. You know, when you go listen to something for soprano or tenor, you get thrilled and chilled by the high notes, the heroic notes. But in music for a low voice, it's those low notes that the composer makes use of. And so Elgar does just a wonderful job of occasionally having the voice go down into that deep chocolate range. And then he surrounds it by just the right instruments. And it's beautiful in its own right.
Tell me about Tenderland.
When I was in high school, I went to the National Music Camp at Interlochen, Michigan for a 8-week summer program, and Aaron Copland was a guest conductor. And so for an entire week, every morning for 2 hours, I sat in the front row of the rehearsal place and just watched him conduct and listened to what he said. And one of the pieces of music he did was the Tenderland Suite. And he stood up on his, or actually he sat on a stool. And he was about 70 years old at that time. And so he was pretty much moving from the wrist out. I mean, that was it. He was just kind of moving his baton. But he was just trying to get these high school musicians to play things in what he said, I want more character. He has that kind of Brooklyn accent. And he was trying to get them to, instead of playing in a classical style, to make their violins sound more like fiddles and be more uninhibited. Because the Tenderland Suite is taken from an opera that has that very much kind of roots music sound to it.
As you're conducting, have you reflected back on watching him conduct it?
I think it's in the back of my mind. I mean, I don't conduct like Aaron Copland. I don't talk like Aaron Copland. And this was 1970, so I don't remember every detail. But I do remember some of the things he tried to do. For instance, in the party scene where it takes place in a barn, you know, he gives the indication it's supposed to sound kind of rough and country style. So we're working toward that.
That's Stephen Arante, conductor of the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra. The concert Land and Sea is this Saturday, October 20th at 7:30 at the Wilson Center. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.